USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minneapolis, a city in turmoil, is facing a critical review of the behavior of its police department.
This is the first time that the state is launching a civil rights investigation into the systemic discriminatory practices of the largest police department in the state. It is also the only investigation surrounding the killings of George Floyd, focusing on the policies and practices implemented by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
I say this, as a white man who walks through life with pretty much relative ease, I can't ever know the pain of that back community members. But I hear you, I'm listening, and one of the things I need to do is use that ability to change.
In Washington, D.C.
Who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
For a third straight day, former Vice President Joe Biden has made a public appearance, this time leaving Delaware for the first time since March. In Philadelphia, he blasted the president's handling of national unrest.
We can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle. The president of the United States must be part of the solution, not the problem.
Federal authorities have charged an Illinois man for crossing state lines into Minnesota, where he filmed himself passing out explosive devices and urging people to throw them at police and buildings during a nationwide unrest over the police-involved death of George Floyd. Matthew Rupert of Galesburg, Illinois, was charged in Chicago for civil disorder and possession of an unregistered destructive device. According to the complaint, Rupert posted a video to his Facebook on Thursday night saying he was heading to Minneapolis to participate in the protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A congressional panel is gearing up to investigate the death of George Floyd. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee considering holding a hearing later this month related to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, as well as the aftermath, including the riots that it sparked in the streets of many American cities. Chairman Lindsey Graham says June 16th is the date that's being considered for that hearing.
I'd like to get to the root cause of it.
The South Carolina Republican talking about the need for community policing. He also mentioned protesters out there fighting for change, but said he also believes the Antifa ideology is playing a role in much of the violence. Senate Minority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says the shadow of America's original sin is clearly still around today, saying that original sin is slavery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's not going to respond or even comment when President Trump called Governors weak.
I can choose to focus a message that I think is so much more powerful, and I hope more resonant, people watching, and that is I care more about them than some of the noise I heard on a morning phone call.
The president has threatened if the governors won't get tough in their states, he will send in active military. The president tweeted, "The world is watching and laughing at you." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.